So if there are promises that we are looking for or looking forward to, but we seem to be missing it, I would say hit the pause button. Hit the pause button of life, you know. Take it easy. I mean, this is not detrimental or whatever, but do hit the pause button of life and reevaluate and make course adjustments. You know, every time your computer also has to do settings, right? For efficiency. Man, I think I'm in trouble for time. Okay, maybe Sunday school not back yet. A few more minutes. Very quickly. The ministry of Jesus was anointed without measure, and he depended on that for ministry. The contrast then is the Holy Spirit anointing of us is with measure, on Jesus without measure. Okay? That's a simple conclusion. John 3:34. For he who speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. In other words, Jesus Christ, whom God has sent, everything he said, he did, was by the Holy Spirit without measure. In other words, full blown. Complete manifestation, representation, perfect of the Father. But by the Holy Spirit. Nothing missing. It's God. Right? But we are not God. John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So what is Jesus saying is, everything I did, I cannot do it on my own. I'm dependent on the Holy Spirit who reveals what the Father has done or what the Father is saying. Previously, I made a mistake. I would jump from Jesus doing the work of the Father bypassing the Holy Spirit. I don't mention the inclusion of the Holy Spirit. I'll say, my prayer will be, you know, Lord, teach us how to see the Father. Because it appears that Jesus sees the Father and hears the Father. I forget to add that he does that through the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the person of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who reveals this thing to him. That he sees, he hears. Because there's an anointing. Alright? All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are operating 100% in him. Except speaking in tongues and interpretation of tongues, because those are New Testament dispensation. Right? For which Jesus himself was not in. So it is the Holy Spirit. John 16:13-15. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he'll tell you things to come. See? Jesus depended on this Holy Spirit who says nothing except what he hears. The same Holy Spirit anointing us will anoint us in the same fashion. He speaks. He also reveals things to us. Please come to the seminar and ministry of Paul Ang. I believe somewhere we talked about it. I pray that he does. Teaching us how to hear the voice of God. Amen. Amen. He will speak, but not on his own authority. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not going to blow his own trumpet. He's going to reveal what Father has, exactly like he did to Jesus, so that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are completely one. He will glorify me, for you take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. In other words, whatever the Father has been given to the Son, the Spirit reveals what the Son has to us, and that is of what the Father has given to the Son. So everything is one. Amen. So we cannot minister on our own. Just like Jesus could not minister on his own without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Likewise, the same. So when Jesus says in 14:12, you who believe, you will greater things will you do, he means precisely by this fashion. By dependence on the Holy Spirit. This is very long. I won't read it all. Basically, this is to do with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12. except to say that there are diversities, but the same God, manifestation of Spirit, given to each one. Each one individually may have the ability to operate in a gift, but no one operates without measure. Everyone has a portion. However, together, that portion becomes a lot more complete. When we have outcome and they carry the anointing and they begin to impart, then the overall anointing can increase. If we are faithful to learn and allow the Spirit to teach us. Clear enough? Alright? So, again, desire the simplest gift to speak in tongues. The rest will come with it. Reading the Word is no exception. If you don't read the Word, you don't know Him. Then you come to the same problem like me. You know? By the time big trouble comes, it means the enemy has gone through the door already. You forgot to close it. You know? Or, you did not deal with it at an early stage. Like certain sicknesses. Deal with it at an early stage. Don't try to address it when it's very, very strong already. Amen. Whether it's relationship or finance, whatever it is. Amen. That causes distresses to us. Except for the distributing to each one individually as He wills. The Spirit dispenses the anointing individually according to His will, different portions. To Jesus, complete and full. Now, the other part of 1 Corinthians 12 says this. Ranking of appointments measured also under now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Correct? Paul is not writing to an individual. He's writing to the whole church. So when we read this, it's like him saying to the whole church. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First, apostles. Second, prophets. Third, teachers, and that after that, miracles and gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Hagin emphasizes this. He says he didn't realize this until much later in ministry when the Lord spoke to him. That this is the order that the Holy Spirit has assigned these appointments. Therefore, do not reverse the order and don't be too smart to turn them around. First, apostles to the church. Second, prophets. Then, third, teachers. So those of us who are in the teaching ministry, please do not downgrade yourself like, I'm not an evangelist, I don't work in miracles, and so on and so forth. You are very important. After the apostles and the prophets, it's already you. Amen. Teachers. Then after that, miracles. Remember, Jesus could not do miracles because of unbelief. Hence, He went about teaching. Teach and be patient with the teaching, and those who are being taught need to learn and have the patience to learn, and so that it can flow. It can flow in this body, right? Then gifts of healings, helps. We're familiar with helps. Those who are in helps, in ministration, then also if you're not speaking in tongues, I'll encourage you to be speaking in tongues because you're above variety of tongues, right? And of course, those who are in help, which like almost everybody here helping on Sunday, move forward also, learn and begin to teach others. Amen. And with Paul Ang, we hope to learn a bit more about that realm, the realm of the prophetic. Amen. Are all apostles, are all prophets? Obviously not. Are all teachers? Obviously not. Are all workers of miracles? Obviously not. Do all have the gift of healings? Definitely not. Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Obviously not. These are rhetorical questions. What does it mean? To the church in Corinth, there was a bit of competition. So Paul was laying it all to say that not everybody does these things. It's all different and according to measure. But Paul says, desire the best gifts for yourself. To the church in BM Grace, desire that for yourself. Amen. You don't have to do all. All for you is not for you. But some is for you. Desire the best for you. and have it in an orderly fashion. Then Paul says, I will now show you a more excellent way, because the church in Corinth was lacking the attitude of love. So there's all competition. So do it in the primary motivation of love. Then we come to this. There is the end of Corinthians 12. Corinthians 13 is about love. The first verse in Corinthians 14 says this: pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. And so I end here, allowing us to connect with Paul Ang next week. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've not been too tough, but been very realistic. Right? A prophet has already been sent to tell us to come on time. You know? A bit embarrassing, actually. But God is no respecter of persons. Amen. The anointing on Jesus is without measure. The anointing with us is with measure. All the gifts operated on fully, except for speaking tongues and interpretation, he did not need it. Amen. That's for us in the new covenant dispensation. Hallelujah. The word that he said in John 14, 12 are words of faith. If you believe in me, you will do. And greater things you will do, because I go to the Father. And I think we should not disappoint him. Amen. Amen. So this is my motivation. I'm deliberate doing slow and steady, because that's what Hagin did. 15 lessons. Each lesson, 50 over minutes. He quoted the same scriptures over and over and over. I only have one session. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all the truth that you have unpacked to us and reminding us. Jesus, I ask of you to be so generous with your grace for all of us here, that all of us will be touched by you and avail ourselves to you for the mighty work of the Holy Spirit through us, teaching us, informing us, strengthening us, so that all of us will be a blessing to you, to your words of belief in John 14:12. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.